AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Have you heard that story about Larry Williams?
I can't say that I have.
So this guy, Larry Williams, turned $10,000 into over $1 million.
Wow.
In 1 year.
That's pretty incredible, yeah.
It is. And right. He attributes it all to money management.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's something that I think we all know is important.
Right, yeah.
But it's something that's often overlooked.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get caught up in trying to find the holy grail or, you know, the perfect indicator or the perfect system. And they forget that money management is actually the key to survival in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's crazy because despite that insight, 90% of traders fail.
It's a staggering statistic.
It really is, 90%. It just blows my mind.
Yeah, you would think that with all the information available these days and all the you know, education and resources that that number would be lower, but it's stubbornly high.
It really is. So why is that?
Well, that's exactly what we're going to dive into today.
Okay, awesome.
We're going to be looking at Ryan Jones's book, Money Management and Risk Management.
Okay, great.
And trying to understand, you know, why is it that so many traders fail?
Right.
And more importantly, what can we learn from his insights to avoid becoming part of that statistic?
That's what I want to know for sure, because I'm tired of hearing that 90%.
Yeah.
So let's get into it, because I think one of the things that is maybe a little alluring to people is this idea of quick riches.
Right.
And so you see all these headlines about, you know, people making tons of money in the market.
Yeah, there's definitely that hype around, you know, striking it rich quickly.
Exactly. And I think, you know, society in general pushes this idea of, you know, instant gratification in so many areas of our lives.
Yeah. You know, it's everywhere from, you know, social media to technology.
Right.
You know, we're constantly bombarded with messages that everything should be fast and easy.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, that mindset spills over into trading.
Yeah. And that's where I think it can get really dangerous.
Absolutely. And Jones addresses this head on in his book.
Okay.
He points out that this desire for quick riches often leads traders to chase, you know, fleeting trends and jump into trades without fully understanding the risks involved.
Yeah, they're not doing their due diligence.
Exactly. And they're often over-leveraging their positions, which just amplifies the potential for losses.
Right.
And as we mentioned, the research is pretty clear.
Yeah.
You know, 90% of traders end up losing money.
It's crazy.
It is. And Jones argues that a big part of this is due to overtrading.
Okay.
Basically taking too many trades without a well-defined plan and often letting emotions dictate their decisions rather than, you know, logic or a solid strategy.
Or not thinking clearly.
Exactly. And there's a lack of mathematical discipline in their overall approach.
Okay. So it sounds like he's really emphasizing, you know, having a plan, being disciplined.
Absolutely.
Not just, you know, jumping in willy-nilly.
Right. Right. It's not about getting lucky. It's about having a sound approach and managing your risk effectively.
Yeah, you can't just treat it like it's a casino.
Exactly. And that's one of the key distinctions Jones makes between those who succeed and those who fail.
Okay, I like that. I like that. So what is that distinction?
It comes down to understanding that trading is not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Okay.
It's about patience. It's about having a structured methodology. And most importantly, it's about robust risk management.
Okay, so it's about thinking long term.
Exactly. And that's where I think we need to talk about fixed fractional trading.
Okay.
Because this is something that a lot of traders, you know, they hear about it and they think, oh, this is a great way to manage my risk.
Yeah.
I'll just risk a fixed percentage of my capital on each trade.
Right, like 2%.
Right, exactly. And it seems very controlled and disciplined. But as Jones points out, there are some real dangers lurking beneath the surface of this seemingly safe approach.
Oh, okay. So it's not as straightforward as it might seem at first glance.
Not at all. And one of the primary issues is something called asymmetrical leverage.
Asymmetrical leverage. Okay, I'm not familiar with that. Tell me more about that.
So think about it this way.
Yeah.
If you experience a 20% loss in your trading capital,
okay,
you don't just need a 20% gain to get back to where you started.
Oh, right. Okay.
You actually need a 25% gain to recover that initial loss.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
And this gets even more challenging as the losses get bigger.
Okay.
For example, a 50% loss would require a whopping 100% gain just to break even.
So you're basically digging yourself a deeper and deeper hole.
Exactly. And this highlights why protecting your capital from those big losses is absolutely crucial.
Yeah, it's much more important than just trying to chase those big wins.
Precisely.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
And Jones really drives this point home with a pretty impactful story from his own trading journey.
Oh, I love those personal stories.
So he talks about a time when he had a $20,000 trading account, and within just a few weeks, it plummeted to a mere $2,500.
Oh my goodness.
And it wasn't because of one massive, you know, all or nothing trade.
Oh, wow.
It was the cumulative effect of these compounding losses on his leveraged positions, even though he was using what he thought was a relatively conservative fixed fractional approach.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, it really highlights how quickly things can spiral out of control if you're not fully aware of this asymmetrical leverage at play.
Yeah, it makes it much more real when you hear a story like that.
Absolutely. And it also highlights the limitations of some of those common rules of thumb that new traders often hear.
Oh, right. Like, you know, risk only 1% per trade.
Exactly. Or allocate one contract for every $10,000 in your account.
Right. Those sorts of things.
Yeah, those rules can be helpful in some ways, but they don't account for everything.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, they don't factor in those sudden market gaps or those black swan events.
Right, right.
You know, those unpredictable high-impact events that can really shake things up.
Yeah, those can come out of nowhere.
Exactly. And imagine you're following the one contract per $10,000 rule.
Okay.
And then overnight, there's a major market shock, and the market opens significantly lower than where it closed.
Mm-hmm.
Your stop-loss order might get triggered way below your intended exit price.
Right.
And suddenly you're facing a much larger loss than you ever anticipated.
Yeah, that's a good point, because those rules don't always hold up in those extreme situations.
They don't, and it's important to be aware of that.
So even with those precautions in place, there's still a possibility of big losses.
That's right. And that brings us to another strategy that some traders try to employ, the martingale system.
Ah, yes, the martingale system. I know that one from the gambling world.
Right. It's a classic betting system where you double your bet after every loss.
Right.
With the idea that eventually you'll win and recover all your previous losses.
Right.
Plus a small profit.
Sounds good in theory.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And in a completely random scenario, like flipping a coin where the odds are always 50-50, it can work. But the problem is the markets are not like flipping a coin.
Right. They're much more complex.
Exactly. Mm. And you can have these extended losing streaks in the market.
Right.
And with the martingale system, every loss means you have to double your bet on the next trade.
Okay.
So your risk is escalating very quickly.
Uh-huh.
And you can easily wipe out your entire account before you ever see that winning trade.
So it's a very risky strategy.
It is extremely risky. And in the real world, it's very likely to lead to ruin.
Okay, so we've established that doubling down on losses is not a good idea.
Definitely not.
Now, I know Jones also talks about the anti-martingale strategy, which is kind of the reverse of that, right?
That's right. Instead of increasing your bet after a loss, you increase it after a win.
Okay, and what does he say about that?
Well, he actually supports the general idea of increasing your position size as your profits grow.
Okay.
It makes sense. You know, let your winners run.
Right.
And try to maximize your gains during those profitable periods.
Yeah.
But he's also very cautious about what he calls geometric growth traps.
Geometric growth traps. Okay. I like that. What does he mean by that?
Well, it's the danger of getting too aggressive with increasing your risk after each win.
Okay. I can see how that could be a problem.
Yeah. It might sound tempting to rapidly compound those returns.
Right.
But it can lead to over-leveraging and increase the volatility of your portfolio.
So you're basically setting yourself up for a bigger fall if that winning streak comes to an end.
Exactly. And that's where Jones introduces his preferred approach, the fixed ratio method.
Okay, so this is his alternative to those other strategies.
It is, and I think it's a much more sensible and sustainable approach.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about the fixed ratio method.
So the key difference here is that instead of risking a fixed percentage of your capital on each trade,
okay,
you only increase your position size, typically measured in the number of contracts you're trading.
Okay.
After you've achieved a predefined profit buffer.
Profit buffer, got it. So it's like setting a profit goal that you need to reach before you increase your risk.
Precisely.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a much more measured approach.
Okay, so can you give me like a real-world example of how this might work?
Sure. Let's say you decide that you'll increase your position from one contract to two contracts.
Okay.
Once you've accumulated $10,000 in profit.
Okay.
So you hit that $10,000 mark, you're now authorized to trade two contracts.
Got it.
And maybe to go from two contracts to three, you set another profit buffer.
Okay.
Maybe another $10,000, bringing your total profit to $20,000.
Right.
The important thing is you're only scaling up after you've proven your profitability.
I see. So it's like you have to earn the right to take on more risk.
Exactly.
That's a really interesting concept.
And this approach inherently helps to mitigate that asymmetrical leverage we talked about earlier.
Yeah, right.
Because you're only increasing your position size after you've already banked some profits.
Okay.
So you have a bigger cushion to absorb potential losses.
It's like a safety net.
It is. And it also helps to reduce emotional trading.
Oh, how so?
Because the focus shifts from trying to chase those quick gains to steadily building your capital.
Right. It's a more long-term mindset.
Exactly. And Jones argues that this leads to slower, but ultimately more sustainable growth.
Okay. That makes sense.
And it prioritizes preserving your capital, which is really the most important thing.
Yeah. You have to stay in the game to win the game.
Exactly.
So based on everything we've talked about, what are some key takeaways that our listeners can start implementing right away?
Well, firstly, start with small position sizes.
Okay.
Jones recommends never risking more than 1% to 2% of your total trading capital on any single trade.
Okay. That's a good rule of thumb.
It is. It helps to limit the impact of any individual losing trade.
Right.
Secondly, anticipate drawdowns and plan for them.
That's a good point because losses are inevitable.
They are. And Jones suggests being prepared for a drawdown that's at least three times the worst case loss you've seen in your trading system.
Okay, so if your system has historically had a $5,000 drawdown, you should start with at least $15,000 in capital.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Thirdly, avoid the martingale trap at all costs.
Yes, we've established that.
Doubling down on losses is a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely.
And finally, explore and test the fixed ratio method.
Okay.
Take the time to really understand how it works. Experiment with it, maybe in a demo account first.
Right.
And see how it can help you scale your trading in a more controlled and profitable way.
So it's about being disciplined, having a plan, and managing your risk effectively.
Exactly. Those are the key principles.
So what's the one big message you want our listeners to take away from this deep dive into Ryan Jones's work?
I think the most important message is that money management is not just some theoretical concept.
Right.
It's absolutely fundamental to your survival and success as a trader.
Couldn't agree more.
It's about understanding and managing risk and recognizing that for most traders, the biggest risk is not the market itself.
It's themselves.
It's their own behavior, their emotions, their lack of discipline.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And by mastering the principles of money management, you significantly increase your chances of being in that 10% of traders who actually succeed.
So it's about taking control of the things you can control.
Exactly. And by doing so, you're giving yourself a huge edge in a field where so many people struggle.
Well said. I think that's a great place to end this deep dive.
I agree.
I've learned a lot today, and I'm sure our listeners have as well.
I hope so.
So until next time, happy trading, everyone.
And remember, manage your risk.
Absolutely.
It's the key to longevity in this business.
Couldn't agree more.